亲爱的主
，Dear Lord，
我们何等需要你的同在
？We need your presence with us。
我们知道，当你与我们同在的时候，你就把那极大的安慰赏赐给我们。
We know that when you are with us, you give us the great comforting。
主，你是我们的平安。
You are our peace。
你是我们心中最大的把握。
You are our assurance in our heart。
主啊，当我们一起思想你自己名的时候
，When we are meditating about your name，
主啊，就求你智慧启示的灵启示给我们。
Please give us the enlightening understanding to us。
用着孩子这样无用的器皿
，So that you can use us as your children。
能够真是讲述清楚你的名字
，So that I can explain clearly your name。
主啊，这是何等大的奥秘！
Such a secret.
有谁能够把你能够讲解释的清楚
？How can someone explain about you clearly?
主啊，谁能够把你述说的明白
？How can someone talk about you clearly?
谁能够完全能够明白你自己，认识你自己
？And who can completely understand you?
主啊，除非你把你自己的同在赏赐给我们。
Unless you give us your presence.
我们也知道，在心里面，你就在我们的当中。
We know that you are dwelling in our heart.
你要亲自向我们每个人说话。
You want to speak to each one of us directly.
你要亲自充满这个会堂。
And you want to fill in this meeting.
你要亲自充满每一个人的心。
And you want to fill in every one of our hearts.
成我们的帮助，我们的力量，我们的智慧，我们的知识。
To become our help, to become our power, our wisdom, and our intelligence.
主帮助我们。
Please help us.
让我们跟你更亲近。
So that we can be closer to you.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，今天主感动我的题目叫耶和华的名号。
Today I have I'm touched to share about this topic. God is called.
他主有许多许多的名号。
God has many many names.
但是在从去年一直到现在
From last year to now,
主一直让我思想他其中的一个名号
Lord, I have this name in my heart for me to meditate.
耶和华撒玛
Yahweh Sama
或者 Yahweh 或者 Jehovah Shama
Yahweh or Jehovah Shama、
okay. 有一位很有名的信主的一个弟兄
There is a famous brother in
他的名字叫陶柱
And his name is Tao
No 不是我们陶弟兄
Not our brother Tao
是 A.W. Tauzer
Is A.W. Tauzer
他说现在教会最缺少的是什么呢
He mentioned that what is lacking in church nowadays
他最缺少的就是对神性情的认识和教导
That is our understanding about God and His teaching.
第二最缺少的是什么呢
？And what is the second thing that is missing?
对神应许的期待和盼望。
That is the understanding of God's expectation.
我大概弟兄姊妹用几秒钟的思想一下。
Use a few seconds to think.
这是不是我们甚至在我们的聚会里面？存在的一个光景。
Is it the same condition as in our meeting today?
如果我们扩大一点点的话
，If we enlarge ourselves，
在美国
，In America，
是不是在这个美国这个本来受神祝福的大地上
，Or in this land that was supposed to be blessed by God，
最缺少的东西
，What is becoming missing？
你认识主吗
？Do you know God？
我们都听说过 God。
A lot of people heard the name God.
我们也听说过耶稣。
And we heard the name Jesus.
但是你真的认识他吗
？But do you really know him?
你认识知道他的性情吗
？Do you know his characters?
我们信主的，特别是爱主的弟兄姊妹。
The one who believe and the one who loved the Lord.
我想我们多少有些认识。
We understand him a little bit.
但是我们也承认，我们不可能用所有的都知道。
But we admit that we don't know him completely.
但是在主愿意启示的范围之内。
But in under the revelation of God,
我们必须承认。
We have to admit.
因为我们自己的缘故。
Because of ourselves.
我们不认识他。
We don't know him completely.
我们更不清楚他的性情。
We do not know his characters.
我们知道说先求神的国和神的义。
We understand that we have to ask His kingdom first.
和他的义。
And His righteousness.
其他的都会加给我们。
And all the other things will be added to us.
我们很喜欢听后面那个其他都加给我们。
We love the second sentence that says that everything will be added to us.
真是什么是他的国呢？
But what is His kingdom?
又什么是他的义呢？
And what is His righteousness?
他的国的重点不是这群国民，是我们。
What is the king? The meaning of His kingdom is to add us into His.
It's 不是最重要的地方。
But that's not the most important thing.
是很重要的。
It is important.
但是最重要的是，这个国里面有一个国王。
But the most important thing is that this kingdom has a king.
他就是主他自己。
And it is the Lord Himself.
那又是什么是神的义呢？
So what is Lord righteousness?
神的义就是他的性格。
And that is his characters.
就是他的个性。
That is his own personalities.
你真的求他的国和他的义吗？
Did you really ask for his kingdom and righteousness?
是我们可以思想的。
It's something we should think about.
第二个，我们都对主有很多的期盼。
And the second thing is the expectation from us towards God.
你那个期盼是那么真实的吗？
And is the expectation real?
我们都祷告。
We pray.
比如说刚刚我聚会之前祷告。
And before I come up here, I pray.
如果这个祷告只是聚会前必须祷告一下。
If this is a prayer that I must do before the meeting.
有什么意义呢？
Then what is the meaning for it?
如果是从我心里面发出的祷告。
But if it's from the bottom of my heart.
但是我信心跟不上。
But my faith cannot follow.
我又有什么意义呢？
Then what is the meaning of it?
我想这是我们在主面前学习的，
I think
也是我们最缺少的。
I think this is something we need to learn, and because this is something we lack.
你真的对主有那么强烈的期待吗？
Do you truly have that strong desire of the Lord?
你真对主的应许那么强烈的期盼吗？
Do you truly have that real expectation of His promise?
我想对我来讲，
I think to me,
关于神最难解释的，
The hardest thing to explain about God,
有两个，
There are two things.
一个就是他的名，
One is his name,
第二个是他的荣耀，
And the second is his glorious.
这个是我们最经常用的词，
These are the terms we used all the time.
但是让我现在解释清楚讲明白我真的很不容易，
But it's difficult for me to explain it now.
第一个讲主
，The first thing, Lord，
主的意哦不讲主的意思或者耶和华的意思就是主。
The meaning of Jehovah is Lord。
在我们英文一般的正常的一般的版本的翻译就是耶和华 Jehovah。
The regular translation that we have in Chinese is Jehovah。
在原文里面那个发音就是 Yahweh。
And the original text is Yahweh。
Yahweh 是什么意思？
What is the meaning of Yahweh?
当神用尘土造人的时候，
When God made man from dust,
这将生气吹到他的鼻孔里面，
And blow the breath of life,
他就成了有灵的活人，
So that he become a life person,
他名叫亚当，
His name is Adam,
这记载在创世纪第二章第六节，
This was written in the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 6
耶和华这个名字跟人对人的创造是有直接关系的。
Yahweh is related to the creation of man.
在创世纪第一章到第二章的第一节。
In book of Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 2.
所有对神的称呼就是神字。
Every call of his name is God.
但是当谈到创造人的时候。
But when it mentioned about creating man.
他开始用这个耶和华这个词
He started using Yahweh.
这个耶和华到底是什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of Jehovah?
就是耶和华是人对神第一个称呼。
Jehovah is the first name called by man.
这是神对人对神第一个感受。
It's the first feeling of man towards God.
耶和华的发音是 Yahweh.
The pronunciation is Yahweh.
那在一个犹太人的拉比对姚伟这个解释是我最喜欢的。
And a rabbi in the Jews explained this way.
就是耶和华或者姚伟到底是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of Yahweh in Jewish?
不是 in Jewish. 到底是什么意思呢？
And what is the meaning of Yahweh?
这个 Yahweh 就是呼吸。
Yahweh means breathing.
当神把这口生气吹在亚当的鼻孔里的时候，
When God blew the breath into Adam's nostrils,
亚当本来是一块泥土，
Adam was made from soil.
现在他成了一个有灵的活人，
But now he is filled with spirit.
亚威是我们的呼吸，是要。
Yahweh means breath.
要。
So it's a exhaust and inhale.
呼气。吸气。
Your breath has exhaust and inhale.
要。
Yahweh and breath and inhale.
所以神的名字在我们每一个呼吸的里面。
So God's name is in every breath of us.
你信主的不信主的，爱主的不爱主的。
The one who loves God or not.
每一分钟大概叫20次主的名字。
No matter you believe in God or not, or no matter you love God or not, you called His name 20 times per second.
Per minute. 第二个，
Second, 因为
中文字很好玩。
Looking at the Chinese characters,
你看我们生理上来说，一般吸了之后才呼，对不对？
To us, we first breathe in before we exhaust.
中文讲呼吸，不讲吸呼。
In Chinese, the character is inhale first before exhale.
所以中国人是认识神的。
So Chinese actually knew God.
神先呼给我们。
God first let us inhale.
好，我们人吸进去了。
First in exhale from God so that man can inhale.
那沙玛又是什么意思呢？
And what does Shama mean?
沙玛记载在以西结书第48章35节，就是最后一节。
It was written in the book of
Ezekiel
chapter 48,
verse 35. 撒玛从此以后，这城的名字称为耶华的所在。
And this is where Lord's name stay in Shama.
就是如果用英文翻译，就是 Yahweh is there.
And in English term, it says Yahweh is there.
主在那里。
Lord is there, Yahweh is there.
这是神叫我们称呼神为神，他的名号叫 Yahweh is there.
So God's name is Yahweh is there.
Yeah. 那我们再看下一个。对不起，你帮我翻译一下好吗？谢谢。以西结是一个十分痛苦的一个先知。
Ezekiel, he has gone through a lot of pain as a prophet.
主向他显现的时候，
When the Lord appeared to him,
将他向他说，说你们就知道我是耶和华的时候，
That he says that you will know that I am the prophet of God.
这不是一个祝福的话。
It's not a blessing.
这是在神所有的审判烈怒之后，
It came after all God's wrath and judgment,
向他的子民所说的。
And spoke to his people.
他说你就知道我是耶和华。
That he said you now know that I am your God.
以西结在被掳的民中，
And Ezekiel living among the corrupt people.
People in captivity.
He lives among the captive people captivated.
在他的被掳的途中， in the way of their exile.
And in the way of their exile.
耶和华向他们显现。
And Jehovah appeared to them.
在他的四活物里面向他显现。
And he appeared to them in the four creatures.
告诉他我的荣耀离开这个城。
Told him that my glory has left the city.
告诉他我的荣耀离开这个殿。
My glory has left this temple.
告诉他我派我的使者用带着墨盒子来盖上在每个人的头上。
My messenger is going to ink my sign on every forehead of the people.
那些头上没有主印记的。
Those with no sign of ink.
都要被毁灭。
Will be destroyed.
而且你被裸的那一群人
the one who are captized,
在他们最艰难的流离当中
while in their tribulation,
在他们最痛苦里面没有希望的路上
in their pain with no hope,
神说这是我拣选的
And the Lord will tell them that this is who I choose.
这是我剩下的余民。
These are my remnant.
你们要被掳到一个你不知道的一个地方。
You are going to be brought to a place that
you don't know. 那些言语你们不理解的地方。
With a language that you don't understand.
那些拜偶像拜的比你们更厉害的地方。
In a place worship idols more than you.
在那里你们要学功课。
And there you are going to learn.
但是你们这些是我要存留下来的。
But you are the remnant.
那些还留在城里的。每一个人没有一个可以脱离的，他们要被杀戮。
Those who are left in the city will be killed.
他们要被完全的毁灭。
They will be destroyed totally.
我不再纪念我的城。
I'm not going to remember the city anymore.
我也不再纪念我的殿。
I'm not going to remember the city.
外邦人要亵渎那里。
And the Gentile is going to destroy that place.
说你们来看。
You come and see.
看那些以色列人
See the Israelites.
看那些人他们如何的在城中犯罪
See how they sin in the city.
从大到小
From the older to the younger.
从老到少
From the old to the young.
从男到女
From men to women.
从那些祭司到凡人
From priests to the regular citizen.
他们满了毁灭之物
They have all this corrupted mind.
你来看
Come and see.
这就是我这群民。
These are my chosen people.
我要做的一切。
I'm going to do all these.
让他们知道。
So that they know.
I am Yahweh.
I am Yahweh.
我是耶和华。
I am Yahweh.
那以西结成为主他自己的发言人。
So Ezekiel became the prophet speaking for God.
他是那个发布人。他是那个 announcer.
He is the one who announced God's news.
他是他的声音。
He is the voice of God.
甚至他神让他说话的时候才能说话。
God allowed him to speak, then he speak.
他不能说话，他就完全是哑巴。
God don't want him to speak, he is speechless.
当他说出来的就是发预言的时候。
So what he spoke are all prophecy.
他发出的预言就是那咒诅的话。
He spoke of prophecy of them.
从以西结的第一章到二十四章
From the chapter 1 to chapter 24 in the book of Ezekiel.
耶和华就像烈火一样
Jehovah is like the fierce fire.
把那个愤怒的火倒在了以色列人当中
He poured down his wrath of fire among the Israelites.
以西结是一个痛苦的人
Ezekiel is full of pain.
他爱他的 国家
He loved his country.
他爱他的民族
He loved his people.
所以他爱他的主
And he loved his ascendant.
他不断地向主发问
He loved his Lord and he asked the Jehovah
你真的要这么做吗
Are you truly going to do this?
你真的要这么做对你的事情这样的审判吗
Do you really have to do this type of judgment?
你真的要毁坏你的民吗
Do you really have to destroy your people?
他不能祷告
He cannot pray.
因为他知道他为他的民祷告主也不会聆听
He knew that if he prayed for his people, God would not listen.
主意已定
Because God's will is set.
我们现在的光景是怎么样
And what is our condition nowadays?
多少次我们就像那些以色列民一样
How many times we are like the Israelites?
我们常常的受主恩惠之后
After we receive grace from God,
又回到我们的罪的里面。
But we return to our sins.
受主恩惠之后
After we receive God's mercy,
没有跟随主
We did not follow God,
还离弃主
But we repent.
就像在希伯来书第六章所说的
Just like in the book of Hebrews chapter 6,
我们这些人再一次的把耶稣基督钉在十字架上
That we nail Jesus on the cross again.
是一个让他明明的受羞辱。
We insulted him.
It's an open shame.
And it's an open shame.
这不是我们今天的光景，不是今天教会的光景吗
Aren't we doing the same in church nowadays?
我们是不是在这个世界和世界的风俗下影响了我们
We are affected by the world and the world custom.
我们所追求的，我们所理想的。到底是什么
what we pursue and what we want, what are they?
我们所期盼的到底是什么
what is our expectation?
我不能说我们在座的我们每个人是没有期盼的。
I cannot say that every one of us sitting here has no expectation.
但是我们期盼的不见得是那永远的东西。
But what we are expecting and hope for may not be the eternal.
或者我们对永远的东西最期盼的不是在我们生命中最重要的。
Or we should say that the eternity, things that we are hoped for may not be the most important thing in our life.
我们在地上的追求是很真实的。
What we pursue is something very practical.
很有野心的。
Something ambitious.
但是对主来说呢
？But to the Lord,
我们不认识他的名。
We don't know his name.
我们对他也没有任何的期待。
We have no expectation from him.
是不是我自己的光景
？So is that my condition?
是不是弟兄姊妹，我们有时候存在的光景
？Is that the same condition as yours?
我想今天在这样的光景中，以西结是一个神的代言人。
So in such a condition, Ezekiel is the spokesperson of God.
他不能上也不能下。
He is not, he's stuck.
他就被卡在那里。
He was stuck in the middle.
做一个先知是一个不容易的事情。
It's not easy to be a prophet.
他知道神的旨意。
He knew God's will.
也知道神的心意。
He knew God's desire.
也知道神的教训
，and he knew God's teaching.
但是呢，这些给他没有任何的喜乐。
But it gives him no joy.
刚刚我说过，他真的一直问主说：“你真的要这么做吗
？”And I just said he kept asking Lord, "Are you going to do this? Are you really going to do this?"
当主问他一些意见的时候
，So when being asked for opinion.
他不敢说。
He will not dare to say.
他说：“主啊，你知道。”
He said, "Oh Lord God, you know."
God Yahweh, Oh God Yahweh, you know.
He said, "Oh God Yahweh, you know."
他在这位愤怒的主。
He is facing this angry God.
和这群悖逆的民中间。
And also in the middle between the rebellious people.
他被卡在那里。
He is stuck in between.
在我们旧约中，许多的先知就在这样的光景里面。
And a lot of prophets in the Old Testament are in the same situation.
他卡在那里。
They were stuck in the middle.
许多的圣徒也在那个光景里面。
And a lot of saints are stuck in the same condition.
他陷在那个困境的里面。
They are in this difficult situation.
他没有出路。
They don't see the way out.
没有方向。
They don't see the direction.
就像约伯。
Just like.Job,
他身体满了疾病，丧失了所有的儿女。
His body is full of sickness, and he lost all his children.
他的太太不理解他。
His wife did not understand him.
他的朋友也不理解他。
His friends did not understand him.
他在主面前只能说求死。
And Job asked for the death from God.
他跟神说：“你不公平。”
He said, "You are not fair."
就像以利亚一样。
And just like Elijah.
虽然他刚刚得胜，胜过了巴利的先知。
Even though he just won the victory against the prophet of Baal.
当那个邪恶的王后下旨意说要你命的时候。
But when the evil queen want his life.
他只能逃跑。
He can only escape.
他一点希望觉得存活的意念都没有，意愿都没有。
He lacked his survival hope.
在新约里面那个拿但业。
And Nathaniel,
他在无花果树下面。
He was sitting under the fig tree.
当有人跟他说，我看到弥赛亚的时候。
When people says I saw Messiah.
他说那个地方会有什么好人呢、啊、
？He said, how could there be a Messiah from this place?
他里面虽然看着无花果树，知道以色列在一个罗马的铁蹄下。
Even though he saw the fig tree under Romans.Sovereignty.
当第一次、第二次以色列王国被掳的时候
，The first time and the second time that the Israelite country got.
虽然我们这群民全回来了
，All these remnants return.
但是我们从来不是一个独立的国家
，But we were never an independent country.
We're never a sovereign nation.
We were never a sovereign nation.
我们在这里
，We were here.
虽然我们称神的是我们的主
，Even though we call God as our Lord，
但是 我们的光景又是怎么样子。
But we are in totally different situation.
施洗约翰。
And John the Baptist.
当他被关在希律的监狱里的时候。
When he was in jail.
他说我本来是旷野中那个声音。
He said, I was the voice in the desert.
现在我在这个铁牢的里面。
And now I'm in jail.
我不能再为主说话了。
I cannot speak for the Lord anymore.
我的价值又在哪里呢？
What is my value anymore?
我晓得弟兄姊妹，我们常常是不是也现在被困住的，被卡住这个光景的里面。
Brothers and sisters, are we sometimes in the same situation that we are stuck?
是在你生命里面有很多的问题。
That in your life you have a lot of problems.
可能是你的 relationship, 是你的男女之间关系的问题。
Probably relationship with your spouse and family.
可能是你的家庭的问题。
And a family problem.
可能是你学校、你的工作、你的老板。
Your school, your boss, your jobs.
你的孩子。
Your children.
让你都很失望。
That you are disappointed.
你看到那个隧道的尽头没有亮光。
You see the end, but there is no light.
你还有很多的错误的选择。
And you make wrong choices.
你是不是困在那里面？
Are you stuck there?
你是不是现在在生病？
Are you,
身体上有问题？
Are you in sickness right now?
哎，我觉得我现在肩膀都很痛。
I feel that I have the shoulder pain.
为什么不年轻了？
Because I'm not young anymore.
年轻拼命打球的时候，现在造成后遗症，
肩膀痛得不得了。When I was young, I played a lot of tennis, and now I have shoulder pain.
现在，我想我们在座有很多年纪大了，是我们的问题。
And I'm sure a lot of you have your own physical problem.
经济的问题，找工作的问题。
Economic problem, finding new job.
更重要的，在我们一起服侍的时候，我们发现我们服侍里面也有很多的问题。
And more importantly, that we are serving together and we find problems.
我们发现我们虽然追求主，但是没有看到我们属灵里面的长进。
Even though we pursue the Lord, but we don't see our spiritual growth.
我们在这里聚会觉得无聊。
Sometimes we feel meaningless in the gathering.
We feel bored.
We feel bored in the gathering.
我们对很多的弟兄姊妹，其他弟兄姊妹也觉得让我很失望。
And some brothers and sisters disappointed me.
特别是在教会中服侍的。有责任的弟兄姊妹。
And also, especially those who serve in church.
他让我们失望。
They disappointed us.
他所讲的都是强调的，让我们失望。
What they pay attention to and emphasize disappointed us.
最重要的，神让不让你失望。
But the most important thing is whether God disappointed you.
神让不让你失望。
Does God disappoint you?
神让不让你失望？
Does God disappoint you?
你自己让不让你自己失望？
Have you disappointed yourself?
那都是我们自己经历的一些的光景。
These are something we experience.
你知道吗？最不合逻辑的逻辑是什么？
And what is the logic that doesn't fit the logic?
就是我们如何适应，比如说 cope 这种失望。
That is how we cope with the disappointment.
一个方法就是，如果我们不抱希望，就不会失望。
The first method is if you don't have expectation, then you would not be disappointed.
你希望越大，失望就越大。
The more hope you have, the more disappointment you have.
这是在我们很多人自己身上的一些的做法。
This is something that we deal with ourselves.
甚至在一个聚会里面，一个教会的聚会里面，我们也常常不经意的就这样做。
So naturally, we put this type of logic into our gathering.
我们都知道主是我们的医治，主是我们的一切，主是我们的供应。
We know that God is everything for us.
我们知道主是我们的一切的一切。
And He is everything of everything.
但是我们会，他会让我们失望几次。
But how many times He disappointed us?
失望几次之后，我们就对他不抱希望。
And after a few disappointment, we don't have hope on him anymore.
最大的让我们失望的就是对神完全的失望，对神完全不抱希望。
And so the biggest disappointment is not to have any hope on God.
是不是我们的光景？
Is this our situation right now?
你对神的希望很大吗？
Where is your hope to God?
不光是我们大人会被卡住，
Not only adults get stuck，
小孩子也会被卡住，
Children get stuck.
我自己经历里面，当我女儿十三四岁的时候，
In my experience when my daughter was in the 13th, 14th years old，
没法跟她沟通的，
I can't communicate with her.
她里面那个 anger， 那个怒气不知道从哪里来的，
There is this unnamed anger in her.
当我儿子从出生不久一直到前不久，
他的 from the birth of my son until recently，
他最喜欢用的一个词就是 no。
The best word that he used all the time is no。
我不晓得你们都是生的是 yes kids 还是 no kids。
I don't know if you have kids that always say yes or say no。
我看到那些孩子都 no。
All the kids say no and shake their head。
没有任何不可以讲理由的。
And there is no reasoning with them。
那来我们教会中，去年有个上周有个小孩子跑来。
And there was this kid who came from upstate New York.
他就不肯去唱歌。
He is not willing to go to sing.
到处跑，那些主日学老师去追他。
He is running around and the teacher has to follow him.
我后来那些女老师追不到，那我们这个弟兄就去追了。
So the female teachers couldn't catch up with him. So, as a brother, we start trying to catch up with him.
追到时候那小孩说我不想来。
And by the time we catch him, he said, I don't want to come.
是那个阿姨背我来的。
But I was forced to come by the other end.
那些小孩说我什么？说我笨蛋。
And the other kids called me stupid.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们聚会这些小孩子在那里上主日学，上了从一小一直上到八九岁了。
All our kids start from Sunday school from when they were born until 8-9 years old.
所以就说他们对圣经的了解，我有时候让我都惊讶。
I am always surprised by how much they know about the Bible.
这个慕道友的孩子来。
But this non-believers.
按照老师进程教他的时候。
And while the teacher is trying to teach him.
他跟不上。
He couldn't catch up.
其他孩子说他笨蛋。
And the other kids call him silly.
他不来了。
So he doesn't want to come.
我不喜欢听唱那些诗歌。
I don't want to sing those hymns.
那诗歌我不会唱，也很无聊。
I didn't know how to sing those songs, and they are bored.
They are very lame.
They are lame.
最好玩的是什么？
And what is most funny?
那小孩说，我星期六的时候，我妈让我布置作业，我已经做了一天作业，我都做完了。
The kid says, my mom asked me to do homework all day on Saturday and I finished.
我怎么星期天又来这里上课啊？
How can I come again on Sunday to another class?
一直太不公平了。
That's not fair.
大人卡住了。
So、the,
小孩也卡住了。
So the adult is stuck.
不光是那个小孩卡住了。
Not only that child.
你想想我们的孩子们呢？
How about our children?
他们学的都是爱主爱人的东西。
So they are learning how to love God.
看到一个孩子来说你是笨蛋。
But then when they see a non-believer's child, they call him stupid.
这个卡比那个小孩子卡得更厉害。
So it makes that child stuck even more.
当我们这些主日学老师教那些孩子的时候，
so in the Sunday school, the children,
发现那些孩子他会不听话的。
The teachers are teaching these kids who are rebellious.
他不会比我们在这里一直成长的孩子那么听话。
He is not as good as those who grew up in our church.
你一个眼神，一个态度，
your eyesight and your attitude
会对那些孩子的伤害，
will hurt that child.
只能说在那个时候，
I can only say at that time,
我们弟兄姊妹也被卡住了。
Our brothers and sisters are stuck as well.
所以神必须要恢复我们。
So Lord has to restore us.
他恢复的路又是什么呢？
And what is the way to restore?
你再帮我翻译。我这边，他那边上可以。恢复的路就是我们信心里看见那不见的东西。
So in the road of recovery is to see what is invisible.
神是我们，神是最真实的。
God is real. God, the great reality.
他给一切附上，一切的事附上存在的意义。
He gave and gives the existence of to all things.
这是神恢复的道路。
And this is the road of recovery.
在希伯来书第十一章第三节。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 3.
希伯来作者这样说。
and it was written.
我们因着信
by faith,
就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的。
We understand that the world was prepared by the word of God.
这样所看见的并不是说显然之物造出来的。
So that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
那显然之物的意思是眼睛可以看到的东西。
The visible thing is, means that something we can see with our eyes.
就是说这个作者说我们神所创造的东西。
So, the author says, what God created.
不是说我们眼睛看到的东西造出来的。
It's not made from what we can see.
如果你传福音的时候这个完全合乎科学是不是
When you spread the gospel, this is according to, this actually comply with science.
当我们被卡住的时候
When we are stuck,
我们是在跟神卡在一起。
We are actually stuck with God.
在这个磨合的过程中
In this molding process,
就是 grinding process.
In the grinding process,
我们要认识他的性情
We have to know his character.
和认识他自己
And to know him himself.
那神在如何恢复呢
？And how God recover?
他的有一些我们让我们提醒的东西
，something to remind us，
就是不见得所有事情都是很明显，我们可以感觉到、看得到的。
Not everything is obvious to us that we can see or feel。
有些我们必须在信心里面跟他联合，必须从信心里面接受。
Something has to be accepted by faith。
接受他的方法。
To accept the way。
第二个。就是他改变的路恢复的路不见得是一个容易的路
The way that he used may not be easy
是一个 highway but not an easy way
It could be a highway but not easy
但是他需要我们改变
But he want us to change
需要我们合作
Want us to cooperate
也需要我们去参与
And to be in it
第三点就是他在恢复的时候这条路不见得是一个直的路
While he is doing this recovery work,
不是一步都做到位了
The road may not be straight that you
他需要我们在这个恢复的过程中不断的了解他
But he want us to understand him better during the way
明白他的旨意
To understand his will
我们也会怀疑
We will doubt
我们也会陷在痛苦的里面
We were in the pain
但是更这时候更需要我们在信心里面不断的连于他
But we need to be connected with him by faith
第四点就是说属灵的征战
The fourth point is about the struggle with spiritually warfare
是很真实的
It's real
撒旦希望我们对神不理不睬对他一点希望都没有
Satan want us to ignore God
当我们愿意恢复的时候你想他会不会善罢甘休
When we are willing to be recoveredDo you think Satan is not going to do anything?
他会借着各样的事情来打扰我们，搅扰我们。
He is going to disturb us with everything that he can.
但神如何来恢复呢
？So how God restore us?
第一个，神就要废除魔鬼撒旦一切的作为。
First, God want to abandon everything that God, Satan can do.
在天上，神跟撒旦有一个真实的征战。
In the heaven, there is this warfare.
是一直从创世以来一直到现在的征战。
That has started since the creation.
是影响到我们前途的征战。
That warfare will affect our future.
一直到当主得胜的时候，完全得胜的时候。
Till the time our Lord can have the total victory.
第二个就是说，他要在以西结书，他用推罗这个国家或推罗的王做一个代表。
And in the book of Ezekiel, he used this kingdom of Tyre as the representative.
第二个呢，就把诅咒这个世界。
That the curse of this world.
让我们这群信主的人跟世界能够分别出来。
So that we can be segregated from this world.
他用埃及做代表。
Egypt is the representative.
第二个就是在诅咒那些在我们软弱中被世界欺压的这样的人。
And the second is to curse the people who are persecuted by the world.
他以摩押以东
He is using Moab and Adam.
西尔山做代表
Mount Seir as the representative.
第四个
And the fourth.
就是在我们愿意恢复于跟随主的时候那些欺笑我们的人那些觉得像你这样的人还能信主吗像那爱主的吗像这样的人
While we are willing to be recovered in the process with God, people mock at us.
阻挠我们爱主的那些人事物
Those, Those stop us from loving God, and those things stop us.
以哥哥为代表。
And those are represented by God.
但是神领我们的进入的不是一个虚幻的世界，应许我们进一个最真实的一个世界。
But God is not leading us into a imagining world, but an actual world.
子民再读一遍，用这个。
However, in faith, we know that trusting God's promise leads those to enter a world no not of fiction but of facts.
然而信因信，我们知道，相信神的应许引领我们到一个真实的、非虚幻的世界。这是姊妹刚刚读的。
So it says, in faith we know the trusting God's promise lead those to enter a world not of fiction but of fact.
在我不晓得大家在8月31号有没有听个有一个国殇。
So I don't know if you heard about a nation's
Memorial
service on August 31st.
这个国殇是给一个黑人的一个歌唱家。
It was for a black singer.
他的名字叫 Aretha Franklin.
His name is Aretha Franklin.
他说他是灵魂歌曲的皇后。Queen of Soul.
She is the Queen of Soul.
在唱歌的时候，有三位姊妹叫 Sister Clark。
So there are three sisters. Clark sisters.
她有一首歌对我来说很打动我。
There was this song that touched me.
你给我翻译一下。她的歌名叫《我们的生命是一场空》吗？
And the name of the song is Is My Living in Vain?
我们的生命是一场空吗？
Is my living in vain?
我们的付出是一场空吗？
Is what I gave in vain?
我们的歌声是一场空吗？
Is my singing in vain?
我们的祷告是一场空吗？
Is my praying in vain?
不是。
No.
当然不是。
Of course not.
这都不是一场空。
It's not all in vain.
因为我们那属天的路。
Because up the road is eternal gain.
那上面的路。
That road up above.
是那永远的得着，永远的丰富。
Is the eternal gain.
我们的讲话是一场空吗？
Is our talking in vain?
我们的弹奏钢琴是一场空吗？
Is our music playing in vain?
当然不是。
Of course not.
都不是。
No.
因为我们上面的路，那个永远得胜的路。
Because the road above is the eternal gain.
我在浪费我的时间吗？
Am I wasting my time?
我可以把时间倒流吗？
Can I change the clock, rewind the clock?
我可以让我的灯不再发亮吗？
May I let my light not shine?
我的追求就是要活到99吗？
Is my desire to live till 99 years old?
不是，当然不是。
No, of course not.
这一切都不是一场空。
These are not in vain.
因为上面的永远的祝福。
Because up the road is the eternal blessing.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我想这首歌对我来说是一个很大的鼓励。
This song is an encouragement to me.
再帮我翻译。我想我们需要的是一个热衷的一个期待。
I think we need a sense of keen anticipation.
神一切普世的历史中，在伟大的运动和复兴之前，都有热衷的期待者。
A sense of keen anticipation is preceded before every great movement of God in history and every revival.
神如何在他的子民中恢复呢？
How did God revive among his people?
第一个，他叫呼叫一个守望者。
First, he has to call a person.
A watchman.
He has to call a watchman.
我们每个弟兄姊妹要得胜吗？
Every brothers and sisters want to be a victorious.
要成为一个 first fruit, 首先的果实吗？
You want to be the first fruit?
你要先做一个守望者。
You have to be a watchman first.
在保罗的所有的祷告的里面。
In Paul's prayers.
在第二最重要的祷告。
The second important prayer.
在保罗所有对弟兄姊妹的祷告里面。
That among the prayers that Paul prayed for the brothers and sisters.
可以归纳有十种。
There are ten categories.
第二最重要的。
The second most important category.
就是为弟兄姊妹的圣洁、纯洁祷告。
Is.About brothers and sisters' holiness.
在帖撒罗尼迦第五章第一节前书第五章十九到二十四节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19 and 20.
24.
19 to 24.
就是在凡事谢恩之后。
that is thanks for everything.
保罗如何说呢？
What did Paul say?
他说你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the spirit.
不要藐视先知的讲论。
Do not despise prophets.
要凡事鉴察。
And examine everything carefully.
赞美的要持守。
Hold fast to those who
are good. 个人的恶事要禁止不做。
Abstain from every form of evil.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely.
亲自使你们全然成圣。
And he himself make you sanctify.
愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
May your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete.
在我们主耶稣降临的时候可以完全可以无可指责。
Without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
最后他说那招我们的本是信实的。
And then at last he says the faithful is who calls you.
他必成这事。
He will complete this.
他有热情的期待。
He has this envious.
热衷的那个期待。
He has this awaiting.
他说圣洁必然要坐在我们弟兄姊妹的当中。
He knew that holiness and purity were
among people. 我们要警醒。我们要彼此的提醒。
We have to be alerted.
我们要做那个守望者。
We have to be the watchman.
不晓得我们的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个罪，这个世界对我们的诱惑太真实了。
The sins, temptation from sins is very great.
我想在高中里面
I think in high school,
从吸那个电子烟
from using the electronic cigarette,
到各样的毒品
to different type of drugs,
到各样的腐败的东西
to different type of corruption behavior.
你上大学之后
after you go to college,
那些高中生偷偷做的
Those were secretly done by high school students.
在大学里面那是个 new norm.
It became the new norm openly done.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们何等需要彼此的提醒
How much we need to be reminded from each other.
帮助我们的年轻人可以在圣洁上可以得胜
To help our youth to
在信心里期盼
To gain this holiness in faith.
主必要做成这样的事。
That Lord is going to accomplish this.
我们大人也是一样的。
For adults, same thing.
特别是弟兄。
Especially for brothers.
我自己。
Myself.
年长，不管你多大年纪。
No matter how old you are.
我们需要彼此带到提醒。
We need to pray for each other.
在圣洁上。
And holiness.
有份。
Will be part of it.
但是我们要更要相信。
But we also have to believe.
在我肉体里面，我就喜欢那些东西。
In flesh, what I desire.
主必要做成那个。
But God is going to accomplish.
他必要成就那事。
He is going to do complete that thing.
为什么呢
？Why?
不是我意志好了。
Because it's not because I was healed.
不是我信主之后我自制力就好了。
It's not because I have a good will after I become a Christian.
而是他是信实的
But because he is faithful,
他是可爱的他是美善的
He is good and kind
第二个神恢复的方法就是让以斯结去命令去预言风 wind
Oh, the second way of God doing work is like Ezekiel who give order to wind
Give order and prophesy to the wind.
To give order and prophesy to the wind.
在中文的翻译说是 wind.
In the Chinese translation is from wind.
在原文里面就是 Yahweh.
In the original context.
让他那个吹到那些枯骨的身上。
The original context is not wind, but Yahweh.
吹到那个骸骨的身上。
It breathes into everything.
吹到那个埋在坟墓里的死尸上。
It breathes into the corpse and the coffins.
让他们得到生命。
So that they receive life.
能够站起来。
That they can stand up.
所以你看到，虽然我们在这边人这么少。
Even though you see a few people only.
虽然好像我们都死气沉沉的。
That we are like in death.
但是你们要站起来。
But you are going to stand up.
你们就是耶和华的军队。
Because you are the army of Jehovah.
今天我们何等需要神的灵
吹
到我们的里面。
How much we need
睡到我们这个死寂的灵的里面,
How much we need God
睡到我们这个死寂的身体里面,
To blow into our body
睡到我们的一切的死亡的里面,
To blow into our death
让我们可以站起来,
So that we can stand up
第三个,
And the third
就是活水的江河,
That is the living fountain
哦对不起, 我讲错了, 第三个是他的殿,
I'm sorry, the third point is about his temple.
什么是殿?
What is temple?
殿当然就是敬拜。
And temple is for worship.
我们看到详长前的我们人的敬拜。
We see the worship of men.
但是中心是什么?
But what is the center?
就是神的同在要回到我们的当中。
The center is to let God to be present with us.
他就是大卫。
He is David.
他就是那个王。
He is the king.
他是那个永远的王。
He is the eternal king.
他要进到东门,
he is going to enter from the east gate.
进到那里面,
enter into it.
在那里永远做王,
that, he
在大卫的宝座上面,
that he is going to sit on David's throne to be the eternal king.
他要恢复那真实的敬拜,
he is going to restore the actual worship.
什么是真实的敬拜?
God is the actual worship.
从亚伯开始,
from the time of Abel,
一直到以撒,
to the time of Isaac,
一直到我们今天, 所有信主的基督徒,
to the time now that all the Christians,
什么是真实的敬拜?
What is the true worship?
是我们唱诗, 唱那些欢乐的诗歌, 大声的诗歌吗?
Is the hymn that we sing?
是我们的祷告词里面, 那些华美的词句吗?
Is the word that we use in our prayers?
是我们那个高昂的那些气息吗?
Is our attitude?
是我们那些最真实的祷告吗?
Is our prayers?
不是, 都不是。
No, not all.
是什么?
What is it?
是我们分别为圣。
That is we got sanctified.
真实的敬拜是我们以从分别为圣开始。
The true worship is that we are consecrated.
我们常问亚伯祭跟该隐的祭有什么区别?
What is the difference between the offering from Cain and Abel?
一个是 consecration.
One is consecration.
一个是 offering.
One is offering.
一个是 一个是分别为圣,
one is the consecration of
一个是奉献,
one is the other,
一个是奉献,
the other is just giving offering.
如果我们真正到那个奉献箱把钱投在那里面,
if we put money into that box, the giving box,
这不是主所要的,
this is not something God wants.
主我们, 如果主允许, 我们必然要做那件事情。
If God allows, then we will, we'll have to do it.
但是最重要的是什么?
But what is the most important thing?
我们要分别为圣归给主。
We have to be consecrated.
教会要分别为圣归给主。
The church has to be consecrated to give to God.
这是圣殿。
This is a holy temple.
第二个是, 第四个就是活水。
And the fourth thing is living water.
活水从圣殿流淌下来。
Living water flow from this holy temple.
旁边有生命树生长在那里。
There are trees living around.
可以医治我们一切的疾病。
That can heal every type of sickness.
给我们一切的供应。
That's provide to us.
那个活水在耶稣来到的时候, 从圣殿一直流到撒玛利亚。
The living water, when Jesus returned, it will flow from the holy temple to Samaria.
耶稣说,
and Jesus says, I am the living water. I am the living water.
喝我的永远不渴,
the one who drinks me will never be quenched.
在约伯的时候,
and what did God answer Job?
约伯在旋风中显现,
and Job,
in the whirlwind.
God appeared in the whirlwind.
让他看见,
so that he sees
他所手造之物,
the creations that God made.
让约伯说, 哦, 从前我风闻有你, 我亲眼看见,
so that Job will say that, oh, I have heard about you, now I really see you.
原来我那一切的问题, 真正答案是什么?
So all the questions that I have,
我那一切痛苦,
all the pains that I have, what
nothing,
is my comfort?
不是任何的东西,
it's nothing from all these.
原来是你自己,
but yourself. You are my answer.
当以利亚站在神让他站在山上的时候,
when Elijah was standing on this mountain before the Lord,
神不在风的里面,
the Lord was not in the wind,
神不在地震的里面,
he is not in the earthquake,
神也不在火焰的里面,
and not in the fire.
神在一个微风的里面,
but he is in a gentle blowing.
一个小的声音对他说,
and a very gentle voice spoke to him.
以利亚,
Elijah,
你在干嘛?
What are you doing?
你在干嘛?
What are you
以利亚,
doing here?
你记得耶稣基督复活的时候吗？
Do you remember when Jesus is resurrected?
当玛利亚在那里哭泣的时候，
when Maria was crying,
因为她的主她找不到了，坟墓空了。
Because the
主的身体到哪里？原来被园丁给搬走了吗？
Because the tomb is empty, Maria's whip.
耶稣跟她说，妇人啊。
And Jesus said to her, woman,
你为什么哭泣呢？
Why are you weeping?
妇人啊。
Woman,
你为什么在找什么？
Whom are you seeking?
之后，玛利亚从她后面听到一个声音。
And Mary heard this voice behind her.
一个微小的声音。
A very gentle voice.
就是 like Yahweh.
And it's like Yahweh.
玛利亚。
Mary.
你知道吗？玛利亚是一个行淫的妇人，她爱主，但是在那个时候，她成为世界上最大的一个先知。
You know, Mary loved the Lord, and at that time, she is the greatest prophet.
她看到她那个主，她那个被杀的主复活了。
She saw the resurrected.
虽然她的门徒都不能相信，她都知道我看见了我的主活了。
She saw the resurrected God, and the disciples cannot believe her, but she saw it. She is the prophet.
当拿但业在无花果下面的时候，
when
耶稣说。我看见你了。
When Nathaniel was sitting under the fig tree, Jesus said, I saw you.
你是个真以色列人。
You are the true Israel.
当我们弟兄姊妹在叹息的时候，
When we are sighing,
主耶稣看见我们了。
Jesus saw us.
他说你真正是一个基督徒啊。
You are the true Christian.
个软弱的基督徒。
You are weak Christian.
Follow me, 跟从我吧。
But follow me.
我们需要什么？需要主啊，我的神。
What do we need?
你就是那弥赛亚，你是我的一切。
We need God. You are the God, and you are the Messiah. You are my everything.
当约翰在监里的时候
，When John the Baptist was in jail,
耶稣把约翰的门徒放回去。
And Jesus released the disciples of John.
跟他说，你告诉约翰。
And Jesus told them to tell John.
告诉约翰什么？你所听见的。
What you have heard.
你所看见的。
What you have seen.
保罗里面十个祷告里面，十种祷最重要的祷告是什么？
Among the 10 categories of Paul's prayer.
所以第一。
What is the most important one?
我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神。
The most important thing is Paul thank God for each one of his people.
你翻译一下这个。
First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you.
在他所有的祷告里面最重要的最多的祷告。
And this is the most prayer of Paul.
就是为每一个弟兄姊妹感谢主。
That is to thank God for every single Brothers and sisters.
是什么呢？
And what is it?
把所听见的，所看见的。
What you heard and what you see.
告诉给我们的弟兄姊妹。
To tell the brothers and sisters.
我们都需要有这样的祷告，这样的期盼。
We all need this type of prayer and hope.
为每一个弟兄姊妹感谢主。
To thank the God for every brother and sister.
真的，我们感谢主。
We truly thank God.
我们的姊妹。
Our sister.
上周二说 cancer free.
Last Tuesday she says cancer free.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
多少的煎熬，感谢主。
How many sufferings, but we thank
the Lord. 我们的弟兄从中国回来了。
Our brother returned from China.
多少的煎熬，跟新婚的夫妇分开，感谢主。
How much?
听我们祷告。
How much sufferings to be separated from the new wife, and we thank God for listening to our prayer.
你知道吗？在多年前，在我们中间有一位姊妹，她的父亲最后一个信主的。
You know, among us. There was this sister's father who was the last to believe in God.
他信主之后常常受到搅扰。
After he believes, he was disturbed.
心里面常常难过。
His heart was in hurt.
难过，他就找另外一对夫妇。
And when he was in pain in his heart, he seek out another couple.
他说：“姊妹啊，我心里又难受了，可以为我祷告吗？”
And he was telling this other sister that, "Can you pray for me?"
那个姊妹就说：“我为你祷告。”啊，不，我为你祷告。
And the other sister prayed for him.
下周那个弟兄又找那个姊妹。
And next week the brother seek out.
哎呀，我心里又难受了。
I feel hurt in my heart.
你可以为我祷告吗？
Can you pray for me again?
那个姊妹说啊，我们再来祷告。
And the sister said, sure, yes, let's pray again.
年复一年，自己知道他回国。
Year after year, day after day, until he returned to China.
这位老弟兄一直找那个姊妹为他祷告。
And this older brother always seek out the sister.
那天那个慕道友的小孩子。跑掉的时候 这幅图画就放在我的头脑的里面。
And that day when this child of a non-believers were running around in our church, this picture came to my mind.
这是我十几年前所听见、所看见的。
This was something that I heard from over 10 years ago.
我说小朋友啊。
And I talked to this little kid.
叔叔不认识你。
I told him that I don't know him.
我也不知道你心里到底想什么。
And I don't know what you are thinking in your heart, in your mind.
但是叔叔可以为你做一件事情。
But I can do something for you.
就是我奉主的名给你祷告可以。
That can I pray for you in Jesus' name?
那小孩听了吓到了。
And that kid was idled.
他说啊
？He was surprised.
我说你认识主吗
？I asked him, Do you know the Lord? Do you know Jesus? He said, Oh, yeah.
我说你怎么认识主的
？And I asked him, How do you know Jesus?
就是从 VBS。认识的，我知道那小孩 VBS 来的。
So the kid knew Jesus from the VBS in the summer.
他说、哦、是的。
Said,
我说好、
yes.
我们就在那个门口，我说叔叔给你祷告。
So at that door, I prayed with him.
那我就为他祷告。
And I prayed for him.
很奇妙，祷告之后他很开心了。
And miraculously,
开心之后就我说你不用去唱歌，今天呢你就跟我到我的，刚好我上周是教小孩，我说到我课堂里帮我准备一些的东西。
So that week I was teaching kids, so I told him that you don't need to go sing, but just follow me.
我准备一些 像那个粘土和一些东西。
To prepare.
他帮我新买的，他帮我打开。
He is responsible to open the Play-Doh.
我说等一下，他比你大的孩子也到我们中间上课，你就要离开，回到自己堂上去上课。
And then I told him that later on, when the kids come to my class, you will have to go back to your own class.
啊，等一下他们就来了。
So then the older kid came.
那小孩子唰就跑掉了。
And the little kid just left.
欢欢喜喜去上课。
He went to his own classroom.
上课跑回来说：“哎呀，你那个东西我还要，你可不可以再玩一下
？”And he came back to me after class and said, "Can I still play with the Play-Doh?"
哎，原来主的名是那么真实的。
So God's name is so real.
你发现我们生命中多少事情，我们知道那位主是我们的解决的答案。
Do you know how many times that God is our solution to our problem?
但是我们不用。
But we didn't use it.
对他完全没有期待。
We were not having an expectation on him.
神说你奉我的名求什么我必答应你。
But the Lord said if you pray, ask for things in my name, I'll promise
you. 我们失败了几次怎么样？
We try a few times.
还祷告，有可能你还祷告。
You may continue to pray.
但你心里面还有另外的计划。
But in your heart, you might have another plan.
是不是我们的光景？
Is that our condition?
这就是我的光景。
This is my condition.
再翻译。耶和华撒玛。
Yahweh Shama.
在最后面，最后一节，两节里面，神让以西结看见那位他所应许的一个城。
Lord allowed Ezekiel to see the cities, the promised city.
它是一个四方的城。
It is a square city.
它的四方城每边都是450肘。
It is 4,500 cubits.
总共是18,000肘。
So it's 100.
有12个门。
So it's 18,000 cubits around it.
Yeah. 有12个门。
With 12 doors.
他说那个名字就叫城的名字就称为耶华撒玛。
And the name of the city is Yahweh Shama.
谁会想到在这被掳七十年之后
,So after the captivities of 70 years,
这座城真的被重建了。
This city was really rebuilt.
是神兴起波斯的四个王。
And Lord has raised the four kings of
Persian. Persian king, four Persian kings.
Four Persian kings to build the city.
在他们被逼迫、被他们被掳的时候
，while they are in captivity and while they are in persecutions,
这些波斯王被神所用。
These kings in Persian were used.
这些外邦的王被成为神的工具。
These Gentiles kings were used as utensils.
他们把这个城重建了起来。
And they rebuilt the city.
当他重建的时候。
After they rebuilt,
是怎么可能的事情？
People think how could it
be possible? 四个王至少有三个王签署了这个城要重建。
There are three kings out of the four actually signed the agreement to rebuild.
如果我们懂历史的时候，
if we know the history,
在这个历史上怎么可能这件事情会发生？
How could it happen in the history?
我们只能惊叹说，
we can only sigh.
神应许
是没有错的,
is from the promise of God.
他给那些先知的应许是没有错的,
the promise
现在给我们的应许也没有错的,
the promise that God gave through the prophets is real.
你看到那个以西结所看的城,
what Ezekiel saw,
他从里面, 从电, 从活水, 生命泉, 生命树, 走到了城外,
from the temple to the living water to the trees, he walked to the outside of the city.
他所看到的那个城市, 比约翰所看到的城要小了很多,
the cities that he saw is smaller than what John saw.
约翰的城是四万公里, 四万里,
John saw the city is
每边都是四万里,
40,000 cubic miles.
他说用天使的走, 140走, 天使的走,
140 cubits.
In angels' measurement.
In angels' measurement.
所以天使好大, 他一走比我们大好多,
so the angels' measurement is much bigger than ours.
那个城市是什么? 那个城市是我们永远的盼望。
That city is our eternal hope.
征战全过,
after all the warfare,
主已降临,
and Lord
他的圣徒要回到那里面,
the saints will be returned.
那里那个城不再有月亮光, 不再有太阳的光, 不需要那些,
that city doesn't need the sunshine or the moonlight anymore.
那个城也不再有电,
and that city do not need electricity anymore.
因为神和羔羊为电,
because God and the Lamb is the electricity.
因为 temple 为电,
because God and the Lamb is the temple.
以神和羔羊为日光和太光阳光,
and God and the Lamb is the sunlight and the moonlight.
那个城是什么?
And what is that?
当约翰看见那个城的时候,
when John saw the
天使, 那个灭命的天使带他来说, 你看那个城,
when the angel brought John to see that city,
说你看那个羔羊的心腹,
and say that, look at the bride of the Lamb.
羔羊的心腹是什么呢?
What is the bride of the Lamb?
原来是那座圣城从天而降,
that is the temple that descends from heaven.
那个城是什么?
And what is that?
我们进去的时候, 我们会不会觉得陌生?
Are we surprised and be a stranger in the city?
不会的,
no.
因为那是那个城是耶和华撒玛,
because that city is Yahweh Shama.
那个城就是耶和华的,
that city belongs to Jehovah.
那个城是谁呢?
And who, what is that city?
就是他的圣徒, 就是他的心腹,
that is his saint,
就是你和我,
his bride.
你可能是一个很小的宗旨, 珍珠,
you and me,
你跟这个小小的方块的宝石,
we might have only that little pearl,
但是那个就是你, 就是我,
but that is you and me,
那就是那座圣城,
that is the holy city,
那就是我们,
that is us.
什么是神的同在?
What is the presence of God?
就是神做那位城的主,
that is God be the Lord.
神做那城的殿,
he is the Lord of that city.
神是那个城的活水源,
he is the living water.
神是那个城的生命树,
he is the tree of life.
神是那个城所有的亮光,
he is the light for that city.
他是耶和华,
he is the Jehovah.
什么?
Yahweh.
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 Yahweh. Shama.
感谢主,
thanks the Lord.
我们祷告吧,
let's have prayer.
主我们感谢赞美你,
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你是何等的伟大,
you are so great.
主啊, 今天我们, 不羞耻地在这里讲主你的伟大,
we are here to describe your greatness.
我们不以福音为耻,
we are not shameful
with our gospel.
We are not shameful with our hope.
我们不因以与我们同在为耻,
we are not shameful of
our presence. 主啊,我们也不因,你也知道有一天你成为我们是你的名,
也不以为耻, we are not shameful that you call us.
因为我们已经被你所买赎,
because we are redeemed,
被你所拯救,
we are saved,
被你所替代,
we are.
主啊,愿你那恢复的工作, 复兴的工作, 燃烧在每个弟兄姊妹的当中,
may your work of recovery burn in every one of us.
光景的里面,
even though in this condition,
但是主啊, 我们知道你跟我们卡在一起, 你跟我们困在一起,
but we know,
你就是我们的主, 是我们的神,
but we know that you are stuck with us, you are our God.
主, 我们感谢赞美都归给你,
Lord, we thanks and praise you.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.